Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today's special guest on the Pageantry Podcast is Executive Director of Beauties of America, Shay White. Good morning, Shay. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing awesome this wonderful sunny morning. How's Texas treating you?
Well, it's good. It's good. We finally got some rain yesterday, so of course that made everything a little bit better.
Excellent. Well, I know, you know, I had a lot of family out there that were calling back and forth, so I know it's a great blessing out there, and y'all are happy to kind of not only cool off, but also get some wetness on those wildfires. But let's talk a little bit about something that's very close to your heart, and that would be Beauties of America. You're somewhat of a new director. How did you become involved with BOA, as all of us like to refer to it as?
Well, I was a contestant, actually, first. I won the Beauties of America 30s title. The first year I tried out, I was first runner-up, I believe. And can you tell I'm getting old? I can't even remember what I was. And
we will not admit that.
The second year I won Beauties of America 30s, and so that's how I got involved originally. I also knew the director, Susan Botek. We worked together with the international system. I'm a former Texas International title holder, and was third runner-up at Mrs. International as well. With that, I started to get involved with BOA, fell in love with it, fell in love with the director at that time, Susan Botek, and then the pageant moved on to Susan Jackson, and then Jennifer Reed, and now myself. And just over the years, I just kept up with it. I was a Texas director for Beauties for a little bit, and Jennifer offered me the national pageant, and of course, I took it. It's a great system, and I firmly believe in it, so I'm really excited about it.
And of course, I've worked with all your predecessors, and each one, you know, had helped it grow even larger. It became more nationally recognized, and now it's your turn to really take it to another level. What are your plans for BOA?
Well, one thing I did was take out the teen division. I struggled with that for a little bit, but there are so many teen pageants out there. We don't give a scholarship, and there are quite a few that do, and so I thought, you know, it's much easier not to have to worry about that on a national level, because there are so many others that, you know, it competes with. The girls have other opportunities. And so I have the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and I brought back the 60s division, mainly because, you know, some of these 60s women look a lot better than those of us in our 40s. And they're just a phenomenal group of women. I've come across so many beautiful women in the 60s division that I was really excited to bring that back. So that's one thing I did, 20s through 60s division. Another thing I have changed is that every division competes in aerobic wear. Prior to, I believe it was swimsuit for the 20s and 30s, and then aerobic wear, 40s and 50s, active wear for 60s. And women today, just in general, take really good care of themselves, are really proud of who they are, and that shows on the inside and the outside. And so aerobic wear for the fitness division. Another thing that I changed is the look, basically just the traditional look of the pageant. Wanted to bring it more into light of the beauty of women today, really. They're showing their inner and outer beauty in my program book. This year we did a headshot and then a character shot, meaning a full body shot of the young ladies that shows their character, what they like to do, whether it's dress up or one of my title holders actually took a picture in a football jersey with the football in her hand. She likes whatever that team was that she was promoting. She likes that team. Another lady had an evening gown on with her cowboy boots. And so it's just a character shot, just shows who they are and the different facets of women that we come across with the Beauties of America pageant. So my goal is to keep growing it in that direction, and also to make sure the ladies are more visible in their areas, getting involved in different charities, even more so than they have been in the past. Getting involved in different charities, working with Wounded Warriors Association, children's homes, things like that. So basically becoming more of a community advocate, showing more of the inner and outer beauty, and just keep growing it. My goal is to have a contestant in every division from every state. So that would be 50 in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, all coming to San Antonio, Texas for competition.
We stole some of my thunder. My next question was, and your national event is held where?
San Antonio, Texas. That's my hometown, and it's a beautiful city. You know, it's one of the major tourist attractions in Texas with the Alamo and everything else that we have here. Plus, we have the San Antonio Spurs, and if that's not an attraction alone, I don't know what would be.
The Riverwalk would
for
be.
Sure, a Miami Heat fan or something like that.
But I bet you the Riverwalk is a big attraction.
The Riverwalk is a big attraction. It's a huge attraction. Mm-hmm. We've actually added another day this coming year, 2012. The pageant will be August 1st through the 5th. And we added another day simply because that's a hot time of year here in San Antonio. And it gives the ladies and their families more time to go on the Riverwalk, either during the day or in the evening when it's nice and cool. There's a lot going on the river all of the time, and August is one of those prime months. And so it gives them more time to just enjoy the city between the Riverwalk and the shopping in Market Square and the different malls, of course, we have all over the city. It just gives them more time to enjoy the city.
And speaking of San Antonio, you're also affiliated with another system, the Miss USA system, especially in Texas. And I remember going to San Antonio when the national event was held there. Did that have any role with you in bringing the national pageant to San Antonio, or just because it's convenient and you live there?
Well, it's not that it's convenient living here. Because it is a tourist city, it could be challenging because there are many, many, many conventions that come into the city. You know, it's Texas. It's a pageant state, and San Antonio is just well known for being a beautiful city, and you know, what other way to bring beautiful women into a beautiful city? I am involved with the USA system, being a local director of Miss San Antonio, Texas. My contestants compete at Texas USA and Texas Teen USA, and the teen and Miss pageant in USA is actually held in Houston. But for me, San Antonio is a beautiful city. Beautiful women belong in a beautiful city.
I agree. We talked before about removing the swimsuit, especially in, no longer in your teen division and even within the 20s. So each division will compete in aerobic wear. What else will they compete in?
Aerobic wear, interview, and evening gown. And evening gown, really, I tell the judges, you don't have to like the gown. You just have to like the way the ladies present themselves in the gown. And, of course, you know, sometimes, I'm sure you know, Carl, in judging pageants, sometimes you've seen gowns that aren't particularly your taste, but the woman wearing the gown shows it with such pride and confidence that you can't help but love her in the gown. So we've got evening gown, aerobic wear, and I took out a swimsuit because there are women in their 20s who have had children, who may have recently had children and may still have stretch marks. And so that was a plus for some of them. And then, of course, aerobic wear, and then interview. Interview is 5 minutes long with a panel of judges, and they can talk to the ladies about pretty much anything. Of course, we try to stay away from politics and religion, but if the delegate has it on her application, the door is wide open.
Okay. Within the divisions, and you brought up having children, is there any requirement about, within any division, are they allowed to be single, married?
Correct. Single or married, children, no children. They must be a resident of the state that they are representing, a resident or a student, or have property in that state that they want to represent. They must be a citizen of the United States and a natural born female.
In attending your national competition, what can someone expect?
A great show, for one thing.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything else.
Great show, great judges, have a great time in San Antonio. Another thing that I like about having it the first weekend of August is for some, that's a weekend prior to school starting. So they have their last-minute vacation in the city. But back to the show itself, they can expect a phenomenal show. We have great host and hostess, great venue. The hotel that we're at is a great venue, right across from one of the best shopping malls in San Antonio, which is North Star Mall. Actually, it's a nationally recognized mall. Mm-hmm. And you just expect a great show, great music, great contestants, mm-hmm. great delegates. These ladies are phenomenal. Our former title holders spoke on stage at the last pageant, and the audience was just taken aback by their inner and outer beauty. You know, they're intelligent. They all come from different backgrounds, and they're exciting women. It's exciting to talk to them.
And just by the sheer number of images, pattern pictures, personality pictures that we receive from Beauties of America and your title holders out there, what can someone expect from being a title holder from Beauties of America?
A busy year. One thing that they need to realize for me, it has always been, as a title holder, as a mom, and as a wife, they're representing me, and they're representing their community, and they're representing their spouses if they are married, or their families if they're not. So they have to understand that it's a job. It's not all about the crown and sash, because you can buy that quite easily. It's a job, and they have to be willing to take their job to their state and promote the Beauties of America pageant, promote themselves, and promote that women at any age can be and should be beautiful inside and out. And the inner beauty is actually what makes the outer beauty much more attractive. Of course, we give them a prize package. We do not give a scholarship, but we do give a prize package to the ladies. And I think they're, you know, usually pretty happy with it. But they can expect to promote the Beauties of America pageant, promote their title, and to get involved with different organizations in their city. It's what we expect in their state. It's what we expect, and it's easy, and it's fun. And as you can see by all the pictures that we keep sending you, that the ladies are having a great time doing it.
Yes.
Thank you.
What are some of the easiest ways to contact you at Beauties of America?
The easiest way, the best way to contact me, actually, is on email, which is info@beautiesofamerica.com. That's the best way to contact us. We also have a blog and a Facebook page, and, of course, our website, beautiesofamerica.com. And if you go to our website, you can also get to our blog and Facebook page from there. We answer any questions from the blog and Facebook. But the best way to reach us is at info@beautiesofamerica.com.
And the national event is coming up San Antonio in August of 2012.
Correct. August 1st through the 5th, 2012. And that's a hint. I think that it's about time that you bring your beautiful wife to San Antonio. Not Austin, but to San Antonio for vacation.
Well, you know, all those years I spent in Austin does have a special place in my heart, as we have talked numerous times.
Yeah.
San Antonio was a great getaway for me. It is a beautiful, beautiful city. I know the delegates coming to National Pageant will have a wonderful time. There's nothing else like it in the world, even in Texas. As beautiful and as wonderful as Austin is, San Antonio, with the flavor, the history, the Alamo, as you mentioned, the Riverwalk, is something that you'll never forget.
It's a one-of-a-kind experience. It's a one-of-a-kind experience.
Is there anything that I may have failed to touch upon that you feel is really important about Beauties of America? Anything else that you feel sets it apart from any other activity that this wonderful industry has to offer?
Well, one thing that I don't think I can stress enough, there are so many women in the United States today that are just phenomenal, phenomenal women. And sometimes people think that when they hit the age of 40, 50, or 60 that they can't showcase that in other ways other than at work. And that's what this pageant is about, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, women celebrating their beauty at every age, celebrating their achievement at every age, not being afraid to step forth and say, yes, I am a role model to the women in my community. I'm excited about it. I'm proud of it. And I want to showcase that. And that's what we hope to achieve every year. We hope to achieve that younger women can see these ladies, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, as role models and want to emulate what they've done in their life. The crown and sash is just an award for their celebration of life.
Right. And for anybody who's enjoyed listening to Shay White, Executive Director of Beauties of America, would like to become involved, learn more about the system, again, the contact information is info@beautiesofamerica.com, or visit the website at beautiesofamerica.com. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct. And I also have, a public relations director, Deborah Gilmore, and she works with the ladies while they're making appearances across the state. So either way, they'll be able to reach either myself or Deborah on info@beautiesofamerica.com or beautiesofamerica.com.
And Deborah, just to, of course, I've known her for many years now, she's actually a former national title holder, correct?
She is a former national title holder as well. And we also have Tamara Whitbaum that just came on this year. She's a former, all of us are former national title holders. Mm-hmm. I think that's important that if you're involved in the system, that you've either competed in it or worked with it for a while so that you can understand the passion of that pageant system, whether it's beauties or any other. I think it's important that you, you know, have your feet wet in there. And all three of us have our feet wet, for sure.
Especially now that you finally started getting some rain out there. I know the last week we spoke is a little smoky still. And I do promise I will keep that August somewhat penciled open on my calendar as we get ready next year for your national event. Again, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, talking about Beauties of America.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope that you remember August 1st through the 5th. Carl
Dunn. I just said I will pencil that in on my calendar right now. And today's guest on the Pageantry Podcast, once again, has been Executive Director Shay White. It's been such a pleasure today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Definitely my pleasure.
We wish you the best of health, the best of success for Beauties of America.
Thank you, Carl.